The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
For real, Steve-O taped himself to a billboard. Was that a few weeks ago? They did it as they photoshopped it at first, and then, Steve-O was like, nah, I'm actually going to do this, so raise me up on top of this highway. Literally, taped to a billboard, so there you go. 7:40, good morning. Your topic of the day, brought to you by Special Light. That's right. Indicator and Benton Harbor, Special Light. Indicator and Benton Harbor, there's a good chance that you've walked through a Special Light door when you go to your local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light. Decatur and Benton Harbor. So, topic of the day today, what are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults? Got a couple answers here on Facebook. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 if you want to chime in on this one. Blake says, I say good job whenever I witness somebody screw up. It's that guy. Blake's that guy. You know, he's out there trying hard, trying to do his job, does something stupid. Good job, buddy. Way to go. Hell of a job over there, John. Looks like you're doing well.
Yeah, that's an actual insult.
I'm trying my hardest. Leave me alone.
It happens, man.
What about Andrew? Andy says, Grandma hasn't looked this good for years. Rest in peace. I am right there on board with you, Andy. Andy, the dead guy. He knows a lot about this. It's so true, though. You go to Grandma's funeral and see all these relatives you haven't seen in a while. Oh, my God. Look at Grandma. She looks fantastic. In your head, you're like, no, she doesn't. She's dead. Her lips are glued to her teeth. She's got that weird, like, surprise. I never really understood the open casket thing. I get it. It's closure for some people. Well, you got to see them to let it go. Not me. Not on board on that train. You know, anytime anybody's passed it on in my family, I'm just like, Ma, like, I get it. It's a tradition. You got to go to the visitation. You got to go to the funeral. Why can't we just, I mean, do you have to go to the visitation? I don't know. It's like you walk into the room. There's a lot of relatives that you haven't talked to in a long time, which is already kind of awkward right off the bat. Not to mention when you're talking to Susie that you haven't talked to in 10 years. In your peripherals, you can see a casket over there in the corner of the room. And you just know there's a dead relative laying in this box that you got to go look at. And you know, what do? You go up there and you look, okay. Nice knowing you. I just don't. Why do you got to look at a dead body? I don't get it, guys. It's 2020. Can't we just go right to the funeral? Closed casket. Just cremate me. You don't need to look at my glued up face. Look at all weird. I don't know. Just my opinion. And then after that, here's another thing that bothers me is when they bring the flowers from the funeral back to the house, it always kind of smells that certain way. You know, I'm sitting in the house. I'm finally like, thank God that's over with. And then they bring the flowers in. You're like, smells like the funeral. Smells like dead people to me. It's just my opinion. So, there you go. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults? Your answers and more Facebook answers coming up. It's Rock 107-WIRX. I'll be back. Brock.